I think if you look at the top end talent, I'm going to take the New England Patriots. I think their team, their starters, are more talented. But Buffalo, because of their culture, and they've been good for as long as they are, they do have some depth. They're battle-tested. They've been in the mix, we know, for so long. And they got a quarterback that is an all-time great. He's an all-time swayer of odds, thoughts, everything. I would prefer to have the Patriots starters, at least, over the Bills starters.
Chris Sims. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Sal Capaccio in half an hour. Bulldog and I have not sat together, at least in here, in more than a week. Almost 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
And as it's not yet time, there's the preseason finale. Cuts are Sunday. And then it's, you know, on to week one and the regular season.
Although we got an extra week this year.
But there's, it's a lot of time.
There's a lot of time. Yeah, I heard Brad and Tim talking about this when I was on my way in today. And how, yeah, we're still, it's the 13th of September. It just feels so far away still.
Well, the opener in the league is 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, starting on a Wednesday.
You did a good job making it feel like it's closer than I was saying just now.
Although the Bills
don't play until then. Yeah, I think that is right.
Yeah, I mean, Tuesday would be September 1st, and then the following Wednesday would be the 9th. Yeah. That's New England and Seattle. Is there anything about the Bills that sort of worries you? I think, you know, every day, we talked about this yesterday on the golf course. Like, I was riding with Joe, and Joe was like, every time I look at my phone, there's another injury around the league. I mean, the Bills haven't been spotless, but through two games, I mean, they've won both games, if it means anything.
Right, there's no devastating cart ride stuff not happening yet with them. So hopefully they get through tomorrow and then another couple of weeks of practice unscathed. And the most unsettling thing is, and the Bills don't have the market cornered on this, is not really knowing what any of these injury timelines or injuries actually are. It's just, you know, you can surmise that something happened to Keon Coleman's foot or lower leg because he was wearing a boot on it. But we don't know what that is. I think I did hear something about a toe with him.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what that is. But I don't know. Has it been this way every summer recently? I can't recall the league at large and the Bills specifically, who I pay the most attention to, obviously, being as vague as they have been about injuries. But it's allowed. Like, you don't have to. There's no injury report. So if you don't have to, they just won't tell you what, you know, what's the timeline on Connor McGovern? What's his injury? What are we talking about? Not that we would know a lot, but all we've got is them. You got to take them at their word. Oh, we're not real worried about any of it. You know, I've read that McGovern says he'll be ready. So he feels good, but yeah, guys always say that.
I read that he said he was hoping to be ready.
Oh,
but that might be less recent than your
different. Yeah, I don't know.
Finding.
I might have just missed the hopeful part of that. You know, because I was
well. I think
floating on the Muskoka River.
They don't have to report, like you said, and I think especially when you're a new coach and you understand the whole point of this is to try to keep as much information out of the public sphere right as possible. I think you just almost, not without even thinking about it, just play it safe. But, I mean, if you're talking about an injury where a player might end up on IR and miss weeks, then I don't think you have to be so careful. It's just, you know, in Brady's defense or these coaches' defense, they don't have to know that yet. You know, like Ty Johnson right has been, unless he's back, I don't know, but like Ty Johnson had a spell where he was not, you know, he was off to the side.
I think he's still out, yeah.
And, you know, if they knew he had some sort of injury where they could expect, you know, like I mentioned Jordan Tyson with the Saints for this, they didn't pretend that he was just going to be back in a minute. They went further than that. You know, then you can do it. Is it always been this way? I kind of think mostly yes. If you have a torn ACL, we've had a number of those around the league.
That comes
they
out.
Report that.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
He's out for the year, that kind of thing. Otherwise, you just, there's not enough incentive for the teams to be
right
more, to predict the timeline.
Yeah.
They don't need to do it.
That's the, That's the best I can do to answer your question. Is there anything that's, you know, what did you say, worrisome or unsettling? Like, and it's barely even either of those things.
Yeah.
But it's just, and I want to say it's less, there's more uncertainty, but there would always be that, even if they told you it's, you know, Conor McGovern's calf. We'd still be, well, I sure hope he's ready. You know, it almost doesn't matter. But it just feels like I feel like we know less than maybe we've ever known. But I don't think we ever knew that much to begin with, probably.
Put that on a magazine cover.
But everything else, I mean, they've kind of owned these preseason games. Not that that matters, but you certainly wouldn't look at the preseason games and be worried about anything you've seen. You could make a mistake in overreacting positively to what you've seen against Carolina and Cleveland so far.
Yes.
But and I wouldn't want to do that either. But there's no part of the game where I'm, okay, Tyler Bass missed a field goal against Carolina. Like, I don't know. It's been a weird year for him, really, and maybe even kind of a strange summer with them sort of not showing him off at all until very recently. But even that, I mean, he made all his kicks on Saturday, right?
It seems like it's a little bit forced.
I mean, he's going to be their kicker. You can choose to worry about him if you want, just like you could choose to worry about any kicker. I don't have a long list of things that I'm like, boy, I'd like to see them shore this up or that up. It's been a pretty smooth ride, I think.
For sure. Here's Zach with us. Hi, Zach.
Hey, guys. On this topic, you know, it's an interesting thing because on one side, I'm pretty optimistic about the defense. You know, they have this new defensive coordinator that seems to be getting mentioned in multiple spheres, if you will, that, you know, hey, this guy is probably going to be a head coach one day. And, you know, I do kind of like his attitude and former player, of course. But on the other hand, he himself has told us that, one, the defense, we shouldn't expect them to be in their final form, not until probably next year, if not later. And then he himself has also told us recently that the safety play has been concerning, which it seems, from all video reports, that seems to be true. So while I'm optimistic about them as a whole, like, I do expect the defense to have a pretty clunky start, honestly. They might find their way towards the end of the season, but I think that's a concerning point to me.
All right. We'll see if Houston, which is suffering more injuries, speaking of, you know, how teams report that stuff, you have a couple guys today carted off. We'll see what that is.
Shared a cart, even.
They even shared a cart.
The injuries happened in such proximity, time-wise and maybe logistically, that they ended up riding on the same cart.
It's that bad.
One of those was, I think, slotted to be their starting right tackle.
Yeah, so when Jaden Higgins went down, it's like torn ACL, he's out. Like, that's one example of that. I think not that it necessarily tells us anything, but even in these practices, nobody's taking any chances. And I think what you had yesterday was, whether that was Ja'Marr Chase or Chris Olave or other guys, like, it's neighbors today, hopefully, where they just, like, anything doesn't feel right, leave.
Go get out of here.
Get the trainer, leave, and then
take a day off, and we'll revisit this next week in a few days.
I think, like, supreme caution here is really what you – even the cart, we've had this in recent years before, where the cart comes out, but it's really not – just have a cart.
It's because the facility is so far away from the practice field, so you don't want to have the guy, like, you know, he could walk under his own power, but, like, why?
It doesn't necessarily mean what it used to mean.
Right. I think the caller's concern on the defense being fully formed is right enough. I mean, I've certainly have pondered that often since all these changes were made. And, like, the caller, I think, you know, smartly, not to give myself credit for being smart, because I think the same thing, like, picked up on Leonard sort of saying, like, I don't know if we really have all the guy, you know, all the pieces where we want him. That's not a direct quote, but that's basically what he has said. You know, it might take some time. And that makes sense. He didn't even need to say that. If he hadn't said it, I'd still be wondering, like, do they have all the parts they want where they want them? You know, you can be encouraged. I think, like, one of the guys at the flashpoint of that thought process for me has been Landon Jackson, who showed up here as a certain type of player for Sean McDermott and had a lost year as a rookie, and then they changed schemes, and so they go put on 25 pounds, and we'll see how that goes. The reviews have been mostly very positive. Now, again, it's summer, and we'll see what sort of role he has on this team, but this might be a better fit for him. Playing heavier, playing in this scheme, I think he's been a somewhat of a positive story this summer, and I was really worried about him if they were going to count on him, because you're changing his body. Is it going to hold up? And is he suited to do what you're asking him to do versus what you drafted him to do? And it seems like the answer to that is yes, at least so far. So, you know, hopefully they get, you know, maybe they've got the right guy, but he's just inexperienced and they're going to need to grow. I thought maybe the best case scenario for their defensive personnel and their defense overall is that by, you know, maybe by December, they know, like, who's really good at what and how to use whom where, and that they're maybe better and more equipped to go into the playoffs with guys more comfortable in the roles and what they're being asked to do than they were in, you know, October, say.
Four preseason games tomorrow, including ours. Almost everybody else goes Saturday. There are two, or Friday rather, there are two left on Saturday. And so by the gun at Bears Titans, 6 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, that's it. That's the end of the preseason. And you're going to wish it well. We'll see you back next year preseason when you're only two games, maybe.
Hopefully.
Could that happen as soon as next year? 18-2? Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, everything can be negotiated, I suppose.
Would it possibly be a point of contention that as we go back and forth, AFC and NFC with the extra home game, this year the NFC has the extra home game, that it end up even between the AFC and the NFC over the years? Could that be something where one side...
Oh, so that somebody doesn't say, hey, I had to do this three times and you only had to do it twice or whatever, that kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah, I suppose that could be a factor. He's talking about 18 games. I saw a reference to a quote. I didn't actually see the quote or read the quote from Kyle Hamilton, but it was asserted to me in a headline I saw on Twitter that... He's talking about we're probably going to get to a 20-game season eventually.
Well, you know, fans have been clamoring for that for years.
I guess, you know, you got to get to 18 first, I suppose.
I suppose.
I doubt that they'll just go right to 20. But
the AFC went first as the home team, the extra home game in 2021. So 2-2, and then last year would have been the AFC again. This year is the NFC, so right now it's even.
It's even. Okay, well, now's a good time to change it then.
Yes, yes. Fans continue to ask for more football games everywhere you go. Why not 21? Why should there be even any kind of limit on it? Why not every day of the week?
Get a team in Australia. Get a couple of teams in Europe. 30 games. Just keep going.
Just
make it like hockey.
Yeah, hockey added games this year.
Well, there's definitely a clamor for that.
People needed that. They needed to get that thing to 84.
Yep.
84. Why am I complaining? I guess it's good for me, I guess. More stuff to talk about, more action.
I would prefer 64.
Hockey games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right there. Yeah. I'm lower. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog at 803-0550. Sal at 5. This is WGR.